This is the Composer's Datebook for September 3rd. I'm John Zeck. On today's date in 1806, Ludwig van Beethoven sent a letter to his German publisher Breitkopf & Härtel, announcing that he could send them if they liked three new string quartets, works we know today as the three Razumovsky quartets, that were eventually issued as Beethoven's Opus 59. In Beethoven's day, Vienna was swarming with Russian, Polish, and Hungarian aristocrats with a taste for music. Among them was Count Andreas Kirillovich Razumovsky, the Russian ambassador to Vienna. The Count was himself a good amateur violinist who occasionally played second violin in a string quartet that he maintained at his own expense. The Count commissioned Beethoven to write three string quartets, stipulating that they should incorporate Russian melodies, real or imitated. The most recognizable of the Russian tunes Beethoven employed occurs in the Scherzo of the Second Quartet. It's the same theme that was later quoted by Mussorgsky in the big coronation scene of his opera Boris Godunov. When these Razumovsky quartets were premiered in Vienna in 1807, one contemporary review noted that, quote, "Three very long and difficult Beethoven quartets are attracting the attention of all connoisseurs. They are profoundly thought through and composed with enormous skill, but will not be intelligible to everyone." In fact, when one Italian violinist confessed to Beethoven that he found them incomprehensible, Beethoven allegedly retorted, "Oh, they are not for you, but for a later age." Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.